see the bad boys of wrestling. Just a competition when the
ladies and gentlemen, the following Podzilla 1985 podcast is scheduled for one fall. I'm Hunter Hendricks, he's Zach Price, and Asa Gray. I don't know who your host is. It's Pro Wrestling Unscripted.
I say you.
I was going to say, this is where Shannon says things.
Well, you did the intro, so it's
I got the notes.
You're the only one who has prepared
by
for
default.
The show. Yeah.
Right. I'm the vice president of the...
one of the three hasn't even watched wrestling since Battleground.
It's all right. It's going to be okay.
You
As
haven't
you said,
missed
we'll
much.
Feed you, baby bird. We're going to walk you through this. Yeah, this is Pro Wrestling Unscripted, and for literally, I think, the first time since we started doing this... Just prior to WrestleMania, Shannon is not with us today. He has many, many things to attend to. Many things. He's a man
He's
of many things.
Suffering from rectal bleeding.
Yeah. I'm not sure that he knows that he's not here today, to be honest with you. That's what days and days and... Turn off your phone!
I'm checking the timer. I got the timer.
Oh, that's true.
Because we're recording this
time. We're actually... It's such a damn shame that for the very first time, we got video and it's going and it's a thing and Shannon's not here. So I feel like this is like a memorial show.
Right.
Thank you so much.
Play the the Rage and Fire song.
Start off with something real sad. So anyway, yeah, I did manage to call together some notes here to get us started. I guess you guys want to just start with Raw. I mean, what little bit?
I don't remember
about
Raw.
Some things, dude. I really don't either.
All I remember is how it should have ended with the whole Seth Rollins and Kane thing.
Yeah,
and then it was like a whole hour and a half later.
I forgot you and I were at Gaming Grounds that day, and you were watching it on Hulu because I hadn't quite seen it. So they end with this whole Seth Rollins Kane segment. It looks like the end of the show. And I had already read the recap, so as I'm playing Mario Maker out of the corner of my eye, I see what you're watching. I'm like, yeah, it's got another hour to go. You're like, wait, what?
I just thought that was the
show's
end.
Not over yet. Yeah, that was honestly one of the best parts of the show overall, but it took so long.
Yeah,
it took forever to get through. Asa, to catch you up,
right?
Throughout the bulk of the show, there had been an anonymous complaint called in to HR about Kane. You've obviously seen the return of Goofy Director of Operations Kane.
I haven't. The only thing that I've seen, and this is what I'm aware of what's going on, just based on R-Squared Circle and Facebook, is the because I was at the pay-per-view, the last Night of Champions.
Right.
So I saw Kane stop Sheamus from cashing in and then continue to attack Rollins.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen any of it, but then I know that he came back, and what Shannon told me was, like, he comes back, and he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, he's just in full denial mode that Demon Kane is even back.
Right,
but
sort of Joseph Park / Abyss.
Yeah.
It's kind of that, in a way.
So over the top a little bit, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's and Kane is sometimes at his best when he's kind of goofy Kane.
Oh, and
when
he has such great comedic ability.
The best thing about watching on Hulu is when we saw Kane acting stupid, and Dalton Manch goes, I remember when I used to be scared of him.
Oh, you mean Mankey?
Mankey. Yeah.
He's
Dolphin like, Mankey.
He's like, I used to be scared of him. And he's like, I ain't now. And I was like, yeah, none of us are. But we all like Kane.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a weird little stopgap, I guess, for Rollins at the time being. I don't think anybody really believes that it's going to come of anything for Kane anyway.
It's not.
I wish it was.
And that's kind of what I was thinking. That's kind of a problem that I have with Rollins' entire championship reign.
Yeah.
Is Cena's the only person that he's feuded with that I have had any kind of doubt that Rollins was going to win.
Right. Yeah. I mean, Lesnar, like, nobody believed Lesnar was going to leave with the title, even if we knew he was probably going to win the match somehow.
And his matches with Dean Ambrose were great, and that whole arc was great, and I would have loved to see Dean Ambrose as champion, but I didn't really think that they were going to pull the trigger on him then.
No, and not even that early. That would be the other thing. If it were going to happen now, the longer Rollins' reign goes, the more likely
the more
I think that might happen.
Is.
Exactly.
But now it's kind of like, I was reading the wrestling wrap-up today that Matt Fowler from IGN does.
Yeah.
And he kind of put it really well with Brock Lesnar's match with Big Show coming up, and now Kane being the championship feud.
Right.
It's like they really don't expect us to remember anything.
No.
Like, we both know that they're both jobbers.
Oh, yeah.
They may be highlighted briefly, but it's not going to last.
It's not going to happen. Yeah, exactly. So to quickly recap the Kane situation, yes, Kane, Director of Operations, is pretending, or however you want to put it, that he is not the Demon Kane. And so early in the show, we meet HR Ashley, a blonde girl who we've been told is the head of human resources for WWE.
Actually is.
And is. That's what I was going to say.
Really?
Come to find out, she really is. Yeah, I forget her last name, but she is the real HR director at Titan Towers. And has been for a couple of years now.
But that's not a real name, though. Ashley
is her real name. Yeah, I forget what her last name is. But 411 had a whole write-up about she went to this school, she got this degree, she's been there for 2 years now. Is not an actress at all. They just pulled her in.
That's impressive.
Yeah, yeah. And
very
so,
impressive.
Yeah. What if this whole thing is real? Like, someone actually is filing complaints, and she's just like, no, just put it on the show. Why? My office.
It's
after my office hours. I'm supposed to go home at 5 o'clock.
So, yeah, throughout the bulk of the show, obviously it was Rollins who called in the complaint about Kane. And Kane was doing his best to prove himself to be a model employee while Rollins was doing everything he could to undermine him. Probably the best part is when Kane brings Rollins a gift. He opens the box, and he literally pulls the old seven what's in the box before he does. He opens the box, and it's the head from the bronze statue that was destroyed. And Kane, so not only is it a head, so spoiler, that's seven again, but part two is the fact that Kane actually goes in his best voice, it's your severed head, Seth. He's so excited about it.
I just now got the seven reference to it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's the whole thing. So he... yeah, they continue to go back and forth throughout the show.
He went and dug it up himself in Baltimore.
Oh, yeah, he goes on and on about it. I went to to the dump and got it out of there. You'd be amazed what you can find at the dump, Seth. And at the end of the show, Kane and Ashley are in the ring. Ashley says that Seth tries to interrupt her. Mm-hmm. And she says, actually, according to my report, Kane is the model WWE employee. He's kind, he's polite, he's helpful, etc. Meanwhile, you, Seth, are very petty. She just runs him down. Seth attacks Kane with the chair, with the thing. He gets carted
forever.
Out. But yeah, it takes forever because they had to make a way to get Kane into an ambulance in the back.
But oh my God.
So Rollins spins. I mean, the poor guy has to just go so long cutting this promo that drags and drags about, you know, how he's better than him. And how he'll never be the WWE champion. And really, that's all he has to say. But it has to go for like almost 5 minutes.
It was slower than Eva Marie match.
Oh, man, I don't know about that. You're getting close for sure. In any case, Kane ends up in the ambulance in the back. They cut back to it again. It's filled with red lights and fog and everything. And Demon Kane comes out. And yeah, as you said, he literally comes out and is already limping because he had they'd gone after the ankle that Brock Lesnar broke. About 3 steps into his hobble, stops. Stomps on the ground and then is just good to go.
Now I saw on Reddit that they superimposed like a bone snap. Like,
yeah,
there was some kind of sound effect.
Yeah,
and then he's just like, and he goes like full on horror movie,
good to go.
Like
yeah.
villain, which is amazing.
Oh,
because
yeah.
again, Kane is my favorite.
Yeah,
like all time favorite.
Well, the article that you wrote,
I wrote up that thing on Blogzilla for May 19th.
Mm-hmm.
Because I will never defend like some of the stuff that he's been involved in.
Hell yeah!
But everything that he's been given, he's given it his all, and
he's a company man through and through.
He's done as great of a job as he could, and so. But just hearing that, like, I really need to go back and watch just that him coming out limping and then just stomping down.
Yeah, it's totally worth it. That part of the show, at the very least, was quite a bit of fun. The beginning of the show when, of course, John Cena!
I love John Cena!
Oh, my God. Brought back the U.S. Open Challenge, U.S. Championship Open, whatever.
Yeah!
Massive, oh, God.
Which
That's
I'm
how
fine
I felt
with,
about
like,
it.
Like, honestly, I'm fine with that because...
Sure, but...
But, I mean, to me...
He's not, if
see,
you can't
well,
tell.
Okay, well, my problem with it, and I don't, like, and I don't know if it's something similar with you, but because I know...
New Day?
Xavier Woods answered
yeah,
the
Yeah, oh yeah.
Gonna get lost
the
in the woods.
That's right.
But I thought Heath Slater was supposed to accept the challenge.
Yeah, what happened there. Something went down where Slater couldn't. I still have not read that story. Every time
there was
I
a
go
video
to it,
on
I
the
think,
WWE
oh,
website.
This will be, yeah.
And I never watched
yeah,
it.
Yeah, there was some big announcement about how Heath Slater was supposed to be the guy to open the challenge and then he didn't. And I always think, I'm gonna go read that. And then I go,
nah,
later. It's about Heath Slater, though.
I love Heath Slater. I'm a Slater fan.
I'm imagining it's because... he had his match on the Madden tournament for Up, Up, Down, Down.
Right.
Was taking place yeah, there, during the match. So
it's more entertaining.
More important things going on, bro.
He knew he might have had a chance at winning that.
right, exactly.
But like, my problem with the Open Challenge isn't that we're all aware that John Cena is a great wrestler.
Sure.
Yes.
Like, he just is.
Yeah.
And the matches are entertaining.
Yeah, nobody really
but
disputes that.
To me, it's like, how many people do you need to beat?
Exactly. And my problem with it is that, just to kind of carry on with that, it would be different if, like, say at the beginning of the challenge, when he first won it after WrestleMania, and the first few people were like Neville and Sami Zayn, those matches were so engaging and so good. And they usually went on a pretty good amount of time. A lot of times the guy looked like a credible threat, and that's fine. That's a situation where I think you can believably say, boy, it's great that John Cena is helping getting this new talent over. But when you put him in a six-minute match with Xavier Woods, where it never looks like Xavier really has too much of a chance of winning, and then it turns into an impromptu tag match, which, by the way, was the theme of the damn night.
Oh, it was
It's
miserable.
Like Teddy Long was back all over again, man.
Oh, God.
It's just a damn shame. Not to mention, I think the bigger part of the bigger problem I had with that whole segment at the beginning of the show was not even so much that Xavier didn't look like he was going to win or that it was an impromptu tag after the fact, but the fact that at the beginning New Day comes out, and I mean they're as on fire as they've ever been. They come out with Xavier doing Cena's theme on the trombone. Oh yeah, and they're throwing. Big E says that Cena's title reign has been booty, and they throw everything they have at him. Cena, who is pretty good about being both a comedian and being intense when he has to be.
I disagree with the pretty good at being a comedian part, yeah, but
let me say he's game to play along with it. I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
He can fit into either role theoretically. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily that he's good at him, but I'll put it to that mark. Where you would think with a comedic group like New Day, Cena would play along and there would be something funny from him.
Mm-hmm.
It never happens. He gets ultra serious,
yeah.
Says, pick one of you three and get in here and I'll beat your ass. There's the time to joke and there's the time to be serious.
And like, even when Xavier got in the ring, he got in the turnbuckle and was like all up in his face.
It's so serious.
Apparently the time to joke is immediately after being demolished by Brock Lesnar or taking any sort of loss.
Yeah. It just really left a bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah,
because should have been a heel turn.
Well, it basically
Give
was.
It up.
That's what I said.
But it's never going to happen. Yeah. Yeah.
Let it go.
Just be frozen about it, Zach. Just be frozen.
You know,
man.
I will be waiting for that day. And when it happens, as much as you've been calling Sheamus joining the Authority, and you're still calling it, I'm still calling that heel turn.
When
was
the last
happens,
time I legitimately said that's going to happen?
The last interview we did?
No, I said I hope it was. I've been saying for a while now, I hope it does. I don't think they're ever going to bother pulling the trigger on that. So that was a shame. Of course, we led into the triple threat, or the six-man tag with the Dudleys. It was what it was. I mean,
I don't remember
Dudleys are
I was too busy
great.
Watching him playing Mario Maker. To be completely
Evidently,
honest.
I'm more entertaining than Raw when that. There was also the impromptu tag match with the Divas, and that's a whole other bag of cats that has just kind of gone its
Get
own
it?
Way. Ah, this guy. Oh, jeez. I'm going to go with cat fight for the reference there, as opposed to what you're obviously going for. But, you know, I'm sold enough on Paige as a heel. That's fine. She's always, in my
Wait,
mind,
what?
Been a better... Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she turned heel.
That's a thing. Yeah. Yeah, so right after... Let's catch you up, Ace, and we'll do it for the listeners, too. Right after Night of Champions, they had the championship celebration for Charlotte the next night on Raw.
Mm-hmm.
Rick is there, Becky's there, Paige is there, and in the midst of it, Paige just kind of goes, wait a minute, this is all nice, but let's remember who brought you both to the dance, right?
Stephanie McMahon.
Yes.
Let's not go that far.
But of course, Paige references herself because she's in the midst of a heel turn, but I mean, goes hard enough as to say, Charlotte would be nothing without her because she was the first NXT Women's Champion, and that's where Charlotte made her mark. Becky, no one would even know who her name was if it weren't for her because she brought her up.
True.
She is a little on the back burner. She's much as relevant as Tamina is.
She says the bell. Well, I don't know if I'd go that far. Tamina who? Paige says the Bellas are only where they are because of
that
their boyfriends.
One. That was a
and
good
she
one.
Continues to reference that, by the way. Even this past Monday on Raw, she mentioned it again. And so anyway, that was her version of a heel turn, was basically just telling them all that they suck. Mother Hen Natty is Yay. Now back. Oh, that was the other one that she referenced. Paige actually said outright, you know, Natty, do you even work here anymore? Where are you? So
that's kind of funny.
Yeah. So on Monday,
I don't know. I just want to interrupt real quick. So
yeah.
Paige is turning heel.
Yes.
Part of that heel turn is she insults the biggest heels in the division.
Yes. Yep.
Okay, just making sure that was just making sure
she's
that
on
we're
her
clear
own,
on that.
Owned island.
I was
going to
say, let's reference that WWE would probably call this a heel turn. In reality, what it is just Paige breaking away from everybody.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Now that I realize that the whole time she was trying out the Bellas on her own, so now she brought somebody in to help her, and now she's going to go against more people on her own.
Right. Well, if I
yeah.
I see where you're going. If I have to try to make some sort of logic out of it, the idea is that she's frustrated that, first of all, she didn't bring Charlotte and Becky, and that was Stephanie's idea. And secondly, now Charlotte has usurped her. See, this is going farther than WWE will ever actually go on TV. There is some logic there. They just don't want to reference it.
It seems like they... they're trying to just do, she's jealous that Charlotte's the champion, right, but they just don't want to do another jealousy angle.
Exactly.
So instead, they're going to try to make it as convoluted as possible.
Yeah, and they really have. I mean, in the midst of Monday, they had, what happened was it was Miz TV, and Charlotte and Becky came out. They more or less said, we don't really want to talk to you. We want to talk to Paige and get this out of the way. The Bellas and Alicia show up instead. There's a whole thing where they say it's 3-on-2, so if you really want to fight, that's not a great idea. Paige comes out, says, I don't really like any of you, but I guess I'll even the odds, more or less. It turns into a 6-person tag. They pull the hole late in the match. Charlotte gets shoved into Paige and knocks her off the apron. So Paige just turns around and says, bye, Felicia. You know, if that's how it's going to be, I'm out.
That bitch is always going somewhere.
Don't you wish you were Felicia? Sometimes. She's always got something going on. Natty shows up, gives Paige a hard time, and kind of takes her place in the match for about 3 seconds before it's over afterwards. So it's just
Actually, Natty hopped up on
the apron.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Natty got up on the apron and was taking Paige's place, basically, because Paige walked out. But it was pointless. I mean, 2 seconds later, the match was over.
Well, no, Paige came back out and pulled Natty down and her face hit the thing.
That's true.
And then everybody's like, what the hell? And
yeah,
she just leaves.
It's just, the Divas division is a total mess right now. Whereas, I mean, by contrast.
But Divas Revolution.
But where's Sasha Banks?
That's exactly.
Is it the whole Jimmy Snuka thing holding her back now because she's teamed up with her daughter?
I would hope not.
Oh,
jeez.
My God.
That's a pretty serious tangent there.
Yeah.
I'm going out on a lemon on that one. I would hope that came across as lemon because I'm from Southeast Missouri. By contrast, you're looking at the existing Divas division, and then you go to NXT, and it's so different, man. It is night and day.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so disappointing to know that so many people have been taken away from NXT.
NXT like takeover special of the main event's the Divas match?
Evented by Becky Lynch Bayley versus Sasha for the women's title.
One thing that bugs me about that is why wouldn't they call that an Iron Woman match?
We've talked about this. I don't have an answer for you, but we've talked about it.
It just bugs me.
Yeah, I wonder if that won't
the
get changed
somewhere
along the way.
The fans were chanting Iron Woman.
Yeah.
They come out and call an Iron Man.
Yeah.
No.
That might, you know, the only, now that I think about it, the only thing I can think of is there might be a trademark in play there. WWE may have that trademarked in regards to professional sports.
Yeah.
I don't know. That
might
have something
call,
to do
like,
with that.
Those like super marathons, like the Iron Man, Iron Woman
stuff.
So,
yeah, so that may be something where they not only A, have to, but B, want to, just to justify having the trademark. So really, as far as Raw goes, that's all I honestly remember that actually happened.
Oh, I remember. I don't remember how it ended.
I was super, well, it ended with Roman Reigns and Bray Wyatt in a singles match.
Where Bray Wyatt beat a motherfucker with another motherfucker.
Yeah, that's true. That really did happen.
He grabbed some random dude, which I think is Tony Nese.
He's an
indie wrestler.
Yeah.
But he grabs him and just chucks him at Roman Reigns and hits him.
But
I saw that.
I
did see that gif.
And that was the end of the show. That was the weird thing. Like I said, we talked about all that with Seth and Kane, which, I mean, is a classic Raw ending, as opposed to the full match. They do a big angle or whatever. That was the second hour ending, the main event there. And then it went on to Roman Reigns and Bray Wyatt. Could you hamstring those guys any more than to have them? Don't get me wrong. The Rollins and Kane thing wasn't everybody's cup of tea, but it is clearly an ending to a show.
Yeah.
And then we have another hour of a show, and you expect people to sit still through a match like that. It's just two guys beating the hell out of each other.
If I was at that show, I would ask for my... Oh, I would... There'd been some I don't swear the fans
I mean, not that it wasn't... Not that it was bad, don't get me wrong, but it just...
But
it was just there. It was just kind of there.
It's like the whole treadmill effect again.
The two things that I was going to mention about Raw that didn't happen on the show, first of all, A, where the hell is Kevin Owens? Why did you put the Intercontinental title on the guy? It's the curse.
Wait a
minute. Where?
Wait a minute.
Now, I recall someone saying that after he lost to John Cena, tapped out clean, that WWE wasn't really going to know what to do with him.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying he was to eat some crow, he won the Intercontinental Championship.
Right, the Intercongeniality title. Miss Congeniality.
And so he's the Intercontinental Champion, so okay, that's a great step. So then they take their secondary champion, and he's just not on the show at all.
No. Feed me real quick before you go any further with that.
Okay,
here's what I'm thinking. I watched that 3 round tables. I was telling you guys about that last night where I had the 3 Intercontinental titles. Daniel Bryan came out and said, you know, maybe they're actually trying this idea, but he said, after I won the title, I didn't want to be on Raw. He's like, you're already put behind Cena with the U.S. title and the World Heavyweight.
Yeah.
He's like, I strictly wanted to be on SmackDown.
Yeah.
He's like, you can make that main title for SmackDown just for now, just to build it up a little bit.
Right.
And then when you get to see it on Raw, it's kind of a big deal. Maybe. We haven't seen SmackDown
yet.
Yeah,
I didn't read the SmackDown spoilers, so.
Maybe, but.
Yeah.
I don't think WWE cares enough.
Well, I think they do.
Here's the thing. We talked about this, about a month ago or so, maybe a month and a half. It's been several weeks. But it already more or less came out that SmackDown, since it's getting ready to move to, what is it, USA, they're going to be on the same network as Raw, right? If I recall correctly, sometime
it's better than
year.
Sci-Fi Channel.
But that's the thing. They're getting ready to end that. So right now, SmackDown is literally just spinning its wheels. They are, well, not literally. I hate when I do that. But you know what I mean. They're just spinning their wheels until it's all said and done, until they can move to a new network and make it a big deal. So right now, they have months of television that they more or less said, even though they're not going to say it outright, don't matter. SmackDown doesn't matter right now. So what a horrible time to only want to be on SmackDown. I mean, I understand from a competitive aspect.
And that's shooting. That's like cutting off your nose to spite your face,
right?
Kind of deal. Like
you have a TV show.
You have a TV show. Wouldn't, especially like if sci-fi is the reason that they are leaving.
Yeah.
Like when isn't it in Vince McMahon's DNA to be like, you know what? Fuck you. We're gonna make SmackDown the most watched show that you have. We're going to make it absolutely matter, and then you're going to realize that,
yeah,
which then could probably end up, I don't know, you know, TV contracts or anything like that. Like, wouldn't that then make USA even more
You would think they would want to pay more money. It's more lucrative at that point.
But isn't Sci-Fi and USA Network under the same company?
Well, probably Viacom, yeah, but even if they are, I mean, they're still competing networks.
Gotcha.
They still have, you know, individual networks that will want to bring over different shows. My thing is, let's just throw out another example there. How long have we been watching 3-hour Raws and going, please go back to 2 hours?
Mm-hmm.
And we've been told over and over, anytime that it's been brought up, especially in investor calls and the conference calls that we hear about, well, we have 3 hours of television. We want more television time all the time. We're going to use as much as we can. That's why we're not scaling it back to two. You know, it's also advertising, obviously.
Right.
But you have a 2-hour show every week on Sci-Fi.
That you don't do anything
with. That you don't do anything with. It's just overrun from Raw. It's just leftover matches.
I hate the 3 hours. When a kid, I used to love it. I'm like, oh, 3 hours a night? All right.
Well, no, because that was, it was a treat.
Mm-hmm.
That means, and they probably actually planned for that extra hour.
Exactly.
So there were every hour, every bit wasn't, there wasn't just filler.
Right.
There wasn't like, oh, crap, okay, we still have 20 minutes.
Wasn't there one show they did 3 hours, when Donald Trump owned it?
Yes.
He did a 3-hour show and it was no commercials as well.
It was in June of 2009, because I just read an article that was talking about that the other day where the guy was saying... It was a real bad article from 411 that Justin Watry wrote, where he was saying that the only thing that can save Raw right now is Donald Trump. It's dumb. Don't waste your time. Long story short, I remember the date on that.
But I do remember that episode because they had like KFC buckets on the announcer table, and there weren't actual commercials, but it was product placement out the wazoo.
Yeah, the whole show.
But I wouldn't know how stressing they were back then. Like, fuck, we have 3 hours? How the hell do we do this?
Don't get me wrong. We do see the Mountain Dew bottles at pretty much every show now. But like you said, Asa, this show was like Mountain Dew. And then the next time they went back to the announcers, there was KFC. And then the next time, maybe, you know, Jerry Lawler was drinking a shake from Sonic or something.
Right, yeah.
Sonic Roller Girls roll up?
Yeah, they did that at one point in time. As I
was
there
at a live show and they did that, and I was like, what the hell's taking so long on this show? And then I just looked down and this bitch escaped by. I was like, oh, they had the Sonic spot.
The only other thing, and this is not even really about Raw from last night, it's more about Raw for next week. It was confirmed that Brock Lesnar will be on the show next week, which can only be because of the sagging ratings. Obviously, they've got to build
up. Oh, I saw
it.
I was going to let it go.
What?
I fell.
Oh, did you? Did
you miss the chair?
On the video.
Okay. I was on
first time. That's great. It's fantastic.
Our first and only video broadcast.
Dude, I literally couldn't find the chair.
Sorry you missed out, Shannon.
Geez. So, yeah, Brock Lesnar will apparently be around next week. Obviously, they've got to build up toward Hell in a Cell.
Big Show match.
Are they going to build up the Hell in a Cell, or are they going to build up the Big Show match?
That's a good question.
I think the Big Show match is going to build up to it.
Wait. The Big Show match is this weekend.
Oh, is it this weekend?
Yeah. I was just looking.
I think that's what's going to build up to Hell in a Cell. Like, he's going to be I went out there and took that monster out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if he's going to be on Raw, I assume they're going to talk about what happened on Saturday. I guess we can kind of go to that, too, by the way. I grabbed the card before we got started here. Because
that's literally the only match that I know is happening, is the Big Show Lesnar match.
For this Saturday show?
For this Saturday. It's Madison Square Garden, of course, on the WWE Network. It's a lot like Beast in the East from the Tokyo Dome. Same idea. So it is, again, a house show that just happens to now be televised, mm-hmm. essentially. It will not, just ahead of time, feature Bray Wyatt, Dean Ambrose, or Roman Reigns. They're on the other house show circuit, and they're going to be in Maine that day.
That's fine. I'm
so
tired
those
of
guys
them.
Are out of the question for that show. Well,
I mean, I like
Dean Ambrose,
them,
though.
Yeah,
I really like them, but but it's Dean Ambrose with these two guys.
Yeah, he has kind of been just tacked onto this Roman Reigns.
If it was Dean Ambrose,
when they're in St. Louis on the 10th. The main event is Roman Reigns and Randy Orton against Wyatt and Strowman. And Dean Ambrose isn't on the card.
He might go on that show.
So I guess he's on the other circuit at the time. I don't know. All right, so anyway, for this Saturday, Madison Square Garden on the WWE Network. I think this starts at 7:30, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
I'll go bottom top because it seems like that's the most likely as far as an order goes here. Oh, goody. Randy Orton versus Sheamus.
Wait, they're just giving that away on a
they're just going to give
network,
that one away.
On a network special?
Can you believe that? With no build-up?
I am.
Zach is legitimately angry.
I am not.
Is your mind blown at the amazing idea that they had to put Randy Orton against Sheamus?
I'm more focused on how I got to start a new video here in a second than that fucking match. We will have to pause here in a second.
And hey, while we're on the subject, Rusev versus Dolph Ziggler. I mean,
will
again,
Lana be there?
She's not referenced here.
Then
so
I am
doubt
not
it.
Entertained. Just,
well, let's again, I feel like this is a good time to mention this is a house show that just happens to be on TV. Now, granted, the Tokyo one was significantly
better.
It was decent.
Significant, I guess, for lack of a better term.
It was the only one.
There will be an Intercontinental title match. Kevin Owens will be at that show. He is facing Chris Jericho.
Oh, ooh, I look forward to that.
Which is pretty
match.
Nice.
That would be a great match.
Yeah. Tag team titles, New Day and the Dudleys. Kind of had to expect that to some degree. At the St. Louis show, they're doing a triple threat with those two and the primetime players, for what it's worth. There is also a steel cage match for the U.S. title, Rollins and Cena. That's how they're going to work Rollins in without having to have him put the title up for grabs. Mm-hmm. They'll do that. And then the main event, Lesnar and Big Show. It also says that Charlotte, Team Bella, Stardust, Kane, and Mark Henry will be appearing. In what capacity? Who knows?
I'm just not a fan of main events, the championship, like a championship match not being a main event.
Right. Yeah, I'm with
so
you.
So you're
on
basically
that.
Saying Brock Lesnar versus Big Show
is more important
than Seth Rollins versus John Cena or.
So you're saying
Kevin
Brock
Owens.
Lesnar is more important
than any of
honest.
Your championships?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. There
like,
was.
So, do you think there's going to be any surprises there?
I mean, being that it's on the network, I think the only real surprise that they might throw at us, because they could reverse it quickly out of these options anyway, is that tag team title match.
See, and that's kind of what I'm thinking.
Especially in New York at Madison Square Garden, you could
the
switch
Dudleys,
the titles to the Dudleys
and then, have
and
them
then Monday
win it back at Hell in a Cell.
Right, or even Monday. Even on Raw, they could send it right back to them.
I thought you asked about any surprise appearances, and I'm over here thinking, well, who's in New York this week?
No, just because, I mean, that seems like a really cut and dry.
Yeah.
Type show.
It's pretty straightforward. I mean, it is. It's a house show. This is the prototypical house card. Or
it,
house
yeah,
show
it really
card.
Is.
I'm surprised you don't have like an NXT match going on.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like with the tag team going on.
Well.
You don't watch NXT often.
No, I haven't been able.
Every time they show NXT, they always go back to their indie or to their shows from the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Always like in these bars. And I was like, well, I don't see why they wouldn't throw an NXT tag match on there.
That's the thing. They might be doing an NXT show that night. And if they are, then they're not going to split the talent.
Has that started yet? The what? Championship gauntlet thing?
The Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic? Oh, yeah.
It's been going on for a couple weeks now.
Yeah, okay. Saturday, October. This is the next card, actually, that I had pulled up here. Saturday, October 10th is when NXT TakeOver Respect comes up. So not this weekend, but the following.
Mm-hmm.
And
is that where the finals are?
Yeah, they're actually going to do the semifinals that night and the finals, and we now know.
Oh, wow.
And I'm so pissed by who's not in it now. Because Enzo Amore.
Enzo and Cass
got knocked out last night.
By
did
Balor
they really?
By Balor and Samoa Joe.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
who
the
I
final
picked to win
four,
it.
And you'll have to help me here. Who the hell are the Mechanics?
What?
Oh,
there's a team listed as the Mechanics.
It's
not Ciampa and Gargano.
I did just. I only
is it Dawson and
Dawson.
Dawson
and Wilder
in some way.
Because those guys are
Scott
facing
Dawson.
Samoa Joe and Finn Balor.
Yes, because
they beat the Hype Bros.
Yeah, the semifinal. Yeah, I'm sad to hear that too. Hype
me
Bros
too.
Are gone. So
how are you
Ryder's
sad
out.
To hear that?
Because Zack Ryder. That's it. No.
There is no Zack Ryder. Zack Ryder is dead. He is eclipsed by the suckhole.
I need this.
Of
yes,
Mojo
I need you
Rawley.
To tell me this
because Mojo Rawley. Is the worst
so
thing to happen to wrestling.
So
he is
bad.
Worse
but,
than Eva Marie.
But,
I will go on.
No, you have not been watching NXT long enough to know how bad
I disagree.
Eva Marie
I've been
is.
Watching NXT long enough to watch Mojo Rawley's family come and sit on their fucking hands.
Oh, man. Gronkowski might be coming out.
I don't give a shit about Gronkowski.
You know who I'm talking about?
Yes.
That's
I don't give
awesome.
A shit about a football player coming and taking a spot from someone.
Yeah, we've played that game too many times. You can go all the way back to Perry on that one if you
yeah.
really want to.
Like I don't give a shit about Gronkowski. I hate Mojo Rawley, and I can't. I honestly want him to come up.
He is so vicious right now.
I kind of want him to come up to the main roster so that he
just
gets
get
absolutely
destroyed.
Shit on because he doesn't have his nine fucking cousins there to cheer for him.
You really need to settle down.
The only thing I'm really The only thing I've really enjoyed, honestly, about the Hype Bros is the fact that there's been dissension from day one, and I'm so hoping that it ends up with Zack Ryder just beating the ever-loving hell out of Mojo Rawley. Because every time that they do a vignette, like, they're cool together, but you can see that Ryder is just...
Fucking,
and I can't tell how realistic it is.
But I was going to say, but do you think that's actually like supposed to happen?
That's
or do
what
you
I'm
think
wondering.
It's just that, or do you think it's just Zack Ryder just honestly just like,
I just can't deal with
this
guy.
Is what my career is.
He wants
I could
nothing
be in,
to do with
I could
him.
Be in Japan right now.
The like, one day he takes his hat off, we got a video rolling. Okay, that's cool.
I'm just kidding.
It is getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes.
Embrace the hate.
Are you getting too hot?
Yeah.
You should take your clothes off.
I am
anyway.
Very warm.
Shout out to Nelly.
I love the William Regal shirt.
Thank you.
Just out of nowhere. All right, so yes, yeah, the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic been going on for a while. The semifinals will be Dawson and Wilder. I guess they're the mechanics now.
I didn't know they were the
Finn
mechanics.
Balor and Samoa Joe. There's another team that's going to break up, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Well, when I saw that they were, I knew they were paired together.
Right.
I literally only thought, oh, well, so they will break up to be the next NXT yep. championship
right.
feud.
That's the next. Yeah, and I have to wonder if that doesn't eventually lead to Balor coming up to the main roster, and I'm so damn scared. Oh, I don't want it. I don't want it to happen.
Yeah.
They're going to put a cape on him, and he's going to be curtain jerking with Stardust in a week.
He's just going to call Finn. Send the Finn
No, Balor.
In.
It's the other way. It's always the...
Nah.
No, they no. dropped... They dropped.
Oh, that's true.
Actually, well, it's
Neville's
gone both.
Last name, but Big E's first name.
Big E...
So
yeah.
Now it's going back to
and
the first name this time.
Antonio Cesaro's last
Cesaro's name. Cesaro's last name he got to keep.
It's
My
know,
head
this,
hurts.
It's first time. It's first name this time.
Rusev's last name.
Rusev's last name. Which that happened, well, a couple of them happened. Cesaro was already on the main roster before it got dropped.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. So was Big E.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like there's
well,
a
I'm going to make
here.
A 20
I think they even called
it.
I think whenever he debuted in the Royal Rumble, I think they were calling him Alexander Rusev.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
For what it's worth, the other tag team semifinal for the classic match or for the classic tournament is Gable and Jordan against Baron Corbin and Rhino. Who, if I remember correctly, Shannon lovingly named the what was it, the Valium Bros or something like that. poor Rhino, man. Poor Rhino.
So who do you think's gonna win this?
The whole thing? You know, that's a good question.
Wait, so. This isn't for the championship.
No,
is
no,
it?
No, 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 no.
Okay.
The champions, the Vaudevillains, actually got knocked out last week, if I remember correctly.
Don't like that.
Yeah, I don't either.
Was it
and
by,
I wish I could remember who beat them, but I want to say it was by interference because I'm pretty sure it wasn't.
No, it was on one of the shows that was a house show.
Yeah,
like
it was
a
like a sideshow.
And I'm pretty sure it was Dawson
and Wilder.
And Wilder. I'm pretty sure.
Really?
Well, who has the finish where they throw them up in the air and then the one goes up and grabs him by the head and does like the code breaker to the face?
That's a good question. I can answer for you right
I'm
now.
I'm pretty sure it's them.
Yeah. I'll take your word for it. In any case, I mean, if you're asking me, I think it's going to come down to one of the two established teams. I don't really like that, to be honest with you. Dawson and Wilder or Gable and Jordan. I mean, I think you could give it to Corbin and Rhino, but like, I guess the real question is, what does it do for anybody when it's done? Is this going to be like the Andre the Giant Battle Royal and it's going to mean nothing?
Yeah.
I think it's going to set up to where Gable and the other guy, I forget his other name.
Jordan.
Jordan and Gable are going to be the next Charlie Haas and Shelton Benjamin. I think they're going to win it.
Yeah.
That's what they're going to be the next.
Because they're ready, willing, and Gable.
Yeah.
That I swear to God, that is their tagline.
That's the best thing I've ever heard.
And they literally like... Chad Gable had this towel that used to just have his name on it. Kind of a Cena-type towel, but it just said Gable. Now he literally has some that say Ready, Willing, and Gable.
Yeah.
The very first time that I said it on the show, Shannon goes, that's Gable. Like, you can't do that.
No, it was Blake and Murphy who beat him.
Blake and Murphy, okay.
In the first round.
Yeah. Wait, in the first round?
That's what
they
I
beat,
just...
Beat the
Vaudevillains?
The tag...
They were in there longer than the first round. I'm almost positive they at least made it to the second round.
Either way, no.
That's not a good...
It said the Vaudevillains...
Vaudevillains won something in the first round.
They beat Blake
and Murphy. Yeah, I was correct. It was Dawson and Wilder who defeated them.
Okay.
My bad.
Okay.
See, I kind of... At the one hand, because it's the Dusty Rhodes tag tournament, mm-hmm. It kind of seems like it should go to a team that's going to be a team going forward.
Right, exactly.
You would think.
And then you could have that be like, you know, if it is the team... Gable and Jordan.
Yeah.
Like, if they win it, then they can feud with the Vaudevillains over, like, who's the true, like, well, we're the champions, but we're the, you know, Dusty Rhodes.
Right,
thing.
Right.
So, like, that could make sense. At the same time, like, I could see them giving it to Balor and Joe just for the sheer, well,
sake.
The sake of it, but also, you know, we're clearly the two at the top of the game.
Exactly.
We cleared out everyone else.
Right.
And then have someone than do you can either do like a mutual respect type feud or have one of them turn, which I'd rather not see.
Yeah,
I like I'm always more interested in the mutual respect feuds that can slow burn into something than just the out of nowhere heel turn.
Well, the way they've played it out, it's been more. I would say that Joe's been acting more like a heel out of the two of them. I mean, Balor just, I don't think the guy has a heel bone in his body, man. He's like Rey Mysterio.
Have you never seen...
Well, WWE Club. Balor. Let me just say, Finn Balor, not Prince Devitt.
Okay.
Yeah. He doesn't feel like they can... I know the guy himself can do it, but I don't know. Finn Balor, the character, doesn't feel like a heel character. Maybe they can do it, though. But yeah, the way they've been playing it out, it's Joe who's been sort of, hey, don't forget your belt, champ, you know, or... slapping him on the shoulder as they go by, and it's just, you can see Balor giving him these looks.
Well, the whole thing, too, isn't it, like, Joe's whole point was to come and be champion, and so that's what he wants. Is...
Right, exactly.
So, yeah. But I think you can do that without having him be a full heel.
Right, yeah. I'm with you, honestly. I think it's one of those two teams, actually, being that they're not in the same match anyway. It's got to be one of those two or one of the other two, depending on how the final match plays out, but that was dumb. It's got to be one of those two or one of the other two teams. Got to be one of these four teams. Clearly, they're going to win. Depending on how the semifinals play out, then we'll find out. Thanks, Captain Obvious.
Whichever team is able to make their opponents pin, either pin their shoulders or make them submit, that's probably who's going to advance to the finals.
I feel like John Madden. Well, you'll see. So you get the idea.
I'm trying to think of what voice that was because it was not John.
It wasn't Madden. And I'm trying to think of the guy who does the great impression of Madden.
I think you just did Bill Cosby. I think you.
Yeah. Well, you'll see. The thing and the pudding and the
pudding.
Who is the Jell-O pudding?
Pretty sure it's drugs.
Well, there's drugs.
I can't remember. I know who you're talking. He was on Mad TV for a while.
Yes, kind of a curly haired blonde guy.
Yeah.
I can't think of his name, but anyway, he does a perfect John Madden. Yeah, I mean, if I've just got to pick one, I know we're still like over a week away. We'll probably talk about this again next week. But if I've just got to pick one, I'm just going to be ready, willing, and Gable. I guess.
Same.
I mean, I feel like that's the most realistic.
I'm going with Joe and Balor just because I know in my bones it's not going to Rhino and Corbin.
No, there's no way.
We hope to God. I'm surprised they let him go this far.
Yeah.
I think it's just to put...
it's just to give Baron Corbin something to do, man. They're so sick of the squash matches, and so are we, too. So at the very least, I'm grateful for that.
He's able to stand on the apron now?
Yeah, he can do something different for a little bit, but yeah. Yeah, that's a
shame. Well, and really, the only reason I'm going with that pick is because since I've been watching NXT, I don't know the amount of focus or emphasis they've been putting on any of these other people, so it's
Gable
hard for me
to... Gable and Jordan get a decent amount of screen time, if only because they usually get a promo every week. They get time to do that on the show, so and that's my only thought. Like you were saying in the beginning, this is what I was thinking originally, is that whoever wins this is probably going to go on to challenge for the tag titles. Well, then it would make sense to have Gable and Jordan be the guys. Plus, we've kind of touched on this before, but with the Vaudevillains as champions, first of all, I love that, but at the same time, you have to have the right kind of team to work with a super gimmicky team like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like Gable and Jordan are not bland. That's not it's a rough way of putting it, but you know what I mean? They're vanilla enough that it works, that you can kind of focus on, oh, the Vaudevillains have this crazy gimmick, and these guys are really good technicians, and there's that. If you put them in there with, say, Baron Corbin or Rhino, it's just going to feel weird, man. I don't think that's a great feud, Corbin or Rhino against...
It sounds like you're saying Rhino and Corbin are too gimmicked themselves.
They're too character-y.
They're too much of a character. They wouldn't be able to properly react to anything the Vaudevillains do, whereas Gable and Jordan, they have more of a malleability to them that they can...
No, so go ahead.
No, that was
it.
I busted out malleability, so I mean, I'm good.
I have a question.
You got like 35 points in Scrabble that time. We're good to go.
I was watching... I know that the Jordan guy, he wears the jacket that has University of Indiana. Was he really...
I think so. I think he was like a collegiate champion.
And Gable said that he was an Olympic wrestler. Like he was in the Olympics. And I didn't know.
Did he have a broken freaking neck?
Because I bet he didn't.
Or a murdering brother.
Oh. Or one who looks just like him, even though he's not a twin. That was weird.
I don't get it.
The whole Eric Angle thing.
He ran out to celebrate with his brother or something, and the Undertaker pinned him.
He pinned him instead. Yeah.
And pinned the not twin, even though he was like under the ring.
Yeah, it was twin magic before there was twin magic, basically, is what it came down to.
Bitch magic.
Don't tell us how you feel, Zach. Don't hold back. Let us really know what you're thinking.
Mojo Rawley is the Bella Twins of the NXT.
All right, so there are some other matches on this show. I kind of went straight to the Tag Team Classic, but
that's all I care about.
We do have
who else is even?
Oh,
who else is even on the
Tyler Breeze and Apollo Crews.
Yeah,
ooh. That might be worth a look.
Yeah,
it might be worth spending a little time.
I will admit to being wrong about Tyler Breeze. I didn't like him. I never liked him.
Yeah.
I still don't really care for the character,
mm-hmm.
but. As a wrestler, he's
pretty good.
He's kind of just like the whole Miz again, but this
see,
time,
me,
but instead of being a movie star, he's a model.
To me, to me, he always felt like a second rate Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah,
down to the bleach blonde hair and the facial expressions, mm-hmm. and like especially when he was perfection or not perfection.
Ziggler, you mean?
When Ziggler first debuted, and he was not the show stealer.
Oh,
I think it was I Am Perfection.
Yeah,
because
that was
he was
how
all
the theme song went. Yeah.
So it really felt like a second-rate version of that, like a worse version of Ziggler, because I love Ziggler.
Yeah.
And so I kind of resented him for it.
Right,
but the more matches that I see and the more stuff that I hear about, just I was wrong.
Maybe he's better off for it, but when the hell is Breeze going to get called up, man?
Yeah.
He's like the last remaining, he's like the crafty veteran of NXT
well,
now.
And, that might be his role right now, is to kind of be able to,
that's
because he's someone he can pretty much, mm-hmm. it seems like he can work well with just about anybody.
Right. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
And if they ever need like some kind of main event match or feud or something,
then you've got a guy.
You have someone who's established enough
right.
within NXT that you can just.
Yeah, well, perfect example when they brought in Liger. I mean, I really, the angle was played out that they brought in Liger for competition for Breeze. I kind of think in reality it was the other way around. We're bringing in Liger. Who do we have who can hang with him and will make
that
this
isn't part of an already established
exactly.
story?
Gotcha. So that worked out pretty well.
I was going to say, you're speaking of how you didn't like him because he was like a second-rate Dolph Ziggler.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the hipster Dolph Ziggler-looking Bragmatic shit?
Oh, what is his name now? Joshua King or something?
I don't know. He comes out like in a hipster gimmick, and then all of a sudden he takes off the clothes and he's Dolph Ziggler.
I have no idea. No, I haven't seen any of it.
Unexpected Ziggler? Dolph Ziggler! Anyway.
I've seen him, but the only time that I've seen him is on Up, Up, Down, Down in mm-hmm. the background.
Yeah,
because he came in on on the episode. I think it was Kofi and Woods were playing Madden.
I haven't seen
it. Yeah.
And so he comes in, and like I couldn't place who he was because all I see is this like giant arm because Maddox is ripped.
Oh yeah, the dude is
and
cut.
I'm like, I can't tell who it is, and then I see the facial hair and I can't place the facial hair, and then I see like I thought he was wearing a cap.
Yeah.
But he's got like the bleach, but his hair is still dark.
Bleach.
But he's just like white hair, but dark facial hair. And I was like, who the fuck is this?
Yeah, he's been like, when he comes out to wrestle, like Zach said, he's got like the super thin suspenders and the pants that are
V-neck.
A little like too high. I mean, he's. Why you got to point at the V-neck when you say the V-neck?
Because if you're showing off that much chest hair, it's going to get pointed out.
I'm sorry, I'm stylish. That's what a five-star man looks
are
like.
You a five-star man.
Well, I'm this
so
is
sorry.
A manly man,
I was
going
to actually introduce us, by the way. 42 minutes in the show, I remember I was going to introduce us as Double H, the coach, and the five-star man.
Oh.
And I totally forgot.
I was going to, I actually,
so
when I was walking down here, I was thinking, it was like, Shannon couldn't make it, the three ain't enough. They need a five-star man.
They need a five-star man. I should have had you do like a surprise run-in since we got the camera.
I'm coaching. On how to be a five-star man.
I don't need a coach.
You always need a coach. You see.
Do you see what happens when you're gone, Shannon?
Exactly,
we need you.
Exactly.
No, we don't.
We do have a
you
women's
mouth. Zach's the motherfucker. Zach's the motherfucker of the week.
No, no. I will lay down the motherfucker of the week.
William Regal is the motherfucker of the week.
No, hey, whoa.
I can tell you who the motherfucker of the week is. If you want me to go into detail.
Can we do the rest of the show?
Yeah, you want me to.
Okay, there are two other matches we have not really talked much about. Two women's matches. One is the debut of, and I'm going to say Asuka, but William
Asuka.
Regal says Asuka.
Then that's what the crowd was chanting.
And I kind of think that's
I did
what
see
going
her,
with.
I did see her debut where she had the like super villain fucking terrifying
super creepy
grin.
Yeah.
Did they hook up saying her name, by the way?
No,
because he kept calling
her
Kana, and then he said, oh, and now we're going to call you.
No. It's like just Kana was her indie name.
Yeah. Okay,
got it. It's just like what they did with Hideo Itami.
Yeah, because they did the same kind of thing, which was I thought was really cool, where mm-hmm. they have the name on the Tron,
and then it changes.
I guess
to,
I missed that segment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty good. Go back and give it a look because she's facing Dana Brooke.
Yeah,
who was part of the kind of welcoming mm-hmm. committee with
apparently
Emma.
People hate Dana Brooke.
Oh like, yeah,
I don't. I've only seen like limited amount of her stuff, but every time I've seen, she seemed solid.
Well, I think
like,
part
it's
of it,
developmental,
and I like her. I like the way she can actually like talk and.
She's pretty good on the mic. Honestly, that works pretty well. I think what happened was she's kind of getting an unfair shake because her first couple of matches And for the life of me, I don't remember who they were with, but they were a little shaky. Mm-hmm. And I think the blame was instantly placed on her because she was the newbie. She's the one who'd been played up as the greatest thing going, and then it didn't turn out
and,
so well.
You know, I know this is immediately following me hating Mojo Rawley, but I mean, it's developmental.
Right.
You got to give him a shake.
It is still, that's,
to
that's
be fair,
a lot of people
Mojo Rawley
that.
Has quite a bit of time
right.
and just zero athletic ability.
Yeah. You hate on him so much.
I every day.
It's all day, every day.
I only sleep with one blanket because my hatred of Mojo Rawley keeps me warm
Asa
at night.
Gets hating and stays hating. That's pretty much how it goes down.
It's very true. But so, just but like, because I remember, I don't remember which special, there was a special she wrestled on. Yeah. Her entrance was she just did like a one handed or no handed
cartwheel.
And I was like, well, that's impressive. Yeah. That's kind of cool.
I can't do a regular cartwheel.
No.
I can't even push a cart.
So I feel like, so I mean, it seems like to me, just like from an outsider's view, she's getting like a not fair shake.
I think that's really what happened was the first couple of times the matches didn't go down so well.
Well, wasn't one of the matches a couple of weeks ago when she fought like one of the new NXT wrestlers and her name was like Billy Kay?
Yeah, Billy Kay, yeah.
And they had
another
a tag
Australian
match last
girl.
Night against those two.
Oh, did they?
It was Billy Kay and
Peyton Royce.
Versus
another Australian girl. I don't know where the... All of a sudden, the Outback is producing all these female wrestlers. I don't know.
If you're going to survive, you got to be tough. So you might as well come and beat
like
up these American women.
Those two are pretty decent.
They're constantly fighting off spiders the same size as them, so why not? You know?
And what sucks is they brought one of those girls in for, I think it was Peyton Royce, to face Eva Marie for her first NXT match. Couldn't have gone any worse for her.
Well, it's Eva Marie.
Fuck that.
anything surrounding her. Maybe they should just pair her and Mojo Rawley together. And just, the problem is, you know, they push them. That's I want to say, like, the intense amount of suck would just, like, collapse on itself, but you know,
I'll push
them.
You like Eva Marie.
And then we didn't really detail it too much, but yeah, the main event. Here's the other thing that bothers me: it's not just an Iron Man match instead of Iron Woman, but it's 30 minutes instead of an hour because the girls are only half as good.
Well,
right?
I mean, I get.
I think it's they're testing it out to see if they can go full. I've never seen a woman wrest. What's the longest a woman's match in our era?
I don't know.
I
was gonna say here. That's a different story. Go to Japan. There's probably one that started a couple years ago that's still going.
Right.
If you look hard enough.
Sure. Chris Hero was doing that like 5 hour gauntlet match thing.
Really?
Yeah. It's brutal.
He was right. I don't know if it happened already or if it's still coming up. But because this was a couple months ago, I remember reading about it. But they were basically for every it's going to charity. And so it was like a tiered system where every benchmark that they hit for donations added another hour to this match he was going to wrestle.
Which is nuts. But if anybody can do it.
I don't think it's as much as a slight on, I don't think the girls can go that long. Because I know Sasha Banks has done Iron Woman matches on the indies, like, for sure. But it seems almost more like they already have, you know, three matches dedicated to the tag team.
Right.
Plus the other two undercard matches. Like, it seems to me it's more just it's strictly time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be. I guess reading it, just, I don't know, seeing it in text kind of bugged me a little bit, especially as we've been talking about the other.
It seems strange when you read Iron Man, 30 minutes. What, am I playing the video game?
That's all I've got. That's all we have time for. So, yeah, Bayley and Sasha doing that. We'll do predictions next week. I don't want to get too hard about that because that show's not even quite here yet. A couple other things. We're at 47 minutes, so we'll try to knock out a couple of other quick things here. WWE is apparently listening to us. Hopefully they're listening to the podcast because PW Insider says that they have upgraded their security measures to hopefully further prevent people from making their way. Yeah, exactly.
Well, didn't the Shield dude get like 10 days in jail or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
He was the first one to get like...
prosecuted.
He faced 6 months.
Yeah, but he pled guilty, so got 10 days.
Yeah, if he fought it. It could have gone really badly for him.
And that was finally.
Yeah.
It took him, four different tries?
Well, and now they're doing it. They mentioned specifically here that they started with the house shows over this past weekend. Mm-hmm. So it's not just on the live, on the televised shows, but
it's
also on the house show circuit, too.
Which is good. Like, I didn't really think about it that much until someone pointed it out, I think, on Reddit, where it's like, to me, it was just, you're interrupting the show.
Right.
That's annoying. But then someone's like, but that's what they said when Dimebag Darrell got shot or stabbed or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, he was killed on stage by someone
who
they just jumped the barricade.
Yeah, popped him and that was it.
I don't know if you heard, but Dean Ambrose, he was the first one that
he was
got
almost
off the rope. The
stabbed.
Guy had a knife and ran up to him.
Yeah.
And he barely...
Yeah.
The guy was this?
Two, 3 weeks ago,
I guess. On SmackDown. It was after the show went off in the black. He was right there, and they're coming down, and he's autographing something here. And you see this guy hop the rail here, literally get as close to me and you right now, and you see the security guy tackle him, and the rumor is that he actually had a knife in his hand.
Jesus Christ.
And they tried to stab him out. And then the last time that somebody got in the ring, this guy that got jail time for it was, he jumps up between who? Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns.
Mm-hmm.
So Shannon was pointing out a couple, and has pointed out a couple times now in the past couple shows, that, you know, right after that, what do they do? Bayley wins the NXT Women's title, and when she shows back up,
I was so
up,
pissed about that.
Goes running around the crowd, just all excited and everything. We're all going, oh my God.
I was getting ready to say, like, I wonder if Roman Reigns' entrance is going to get scrapped.
That's what I've been saying.
And it's strange.
That's what I keep saying. Because after Dean Ambrose got almost stabbed, the very next night, on the next week on Raw, he was coming down with Roman Reigns from the crowd. I'm like, what the fuck are they doing?
Maybe it's their way of just being like, yeah, fuck you, we're not scared.
I was going to say, you mentioned it earlier, I have to wonder if Vince McMahon is in the back going, we're not going to fucking cave in to these guys. Are you kidding me?
That could be
him. If we do that, the terrorists win. We can't have that be the case.
I just want them to put the plexiglass. That's what I'm hoping.
He gets a Pope-mobile just like...
They put it around the... No, I had mentioned at one point in time that I really would like them to do like a hockey-style arena and just put plexiglass around the outside of the ring. And was it you or Shannon who said it would be great if somebody tried to throw their shirt?
Yeah, like I can see, like, I said it and I was like, that could be like a great heel thing to work in for like the first few months.
Come up
like, hey, little kid, you want this shirt?
We can't quite get why
can't you grab it?
Oh, that's a shame. Can't get it through the plexiglass.
I mean,
sorry.
And especially if you have like a good crowd, like a New York or Chicago crowd,
Philly,
shaking
the boards.
Shaking the boards, slamming the glass. Like,
oh, that'd be awesome. Chicago, especially for that.
I've never realized I wanted to see something more.
I'm telling you, man. I brought it up, and now it has to happen.
I would love to see that more now.
Yeah.
We mentioned it before the show, but...
yeah, I want to hear this. This is what I'm excited about hearing.
For the first time in... and I wish I had it here. I do. For the first time since July 2013, WWE made public the suspension of an employee due to the wellness program, due to a violation of the wellness program. Now, that...
Was it Randy Orton the last one?
Was Ricardo Rodriguez in 2013.
Oh, yeah.
Who, of course, is not with them anymore. This time around, they're in a lot worse trouble because this guy is super important to them. No, he's fucking not. It's Hornswoggle.
I haven't seen him in a while.
No.
I mean, he's been on the Swerve TV show.
Have you been looking closely enough? Did you?
I haven't been looking low enough.
You guys are going to hell.
Dylan, I know, man. Dylan Postal is the guy's real name. Obviously, they don't say what for.
Right.
They just say he's been suspended for 30 days, effective immediately following his first violation.
Yeah, his only first offense.
He is 29. He's been with them full-time since 2006, and they make a point to mention that he starred last year in the Leprechaun movie that they did.
But the thing is
that, reasons.
From my understanding,
I can't imagine why.
I've heard a lot of different podcasts from people from Randy Orton, Alberto Del Rio, Ricardo Reyes. I've heard all of them. They're like, yeah, we've been suspended, but they say that their rules on the suspension and their drug policy are so strict that even the littlest things, like sometimes Jeff Hart, I think, was the one that said it, but of course he probably did, but there was some.
I was going to say, Jeff Hart sounds like a credible
source.
But
Alberto Del Rio was saying something that had to do with, like, it could be alcohol too. Like, I forget all the full details, but he says it's so strict that it's very, there's not a lot of, is he rocking?
No, Kirby's rocking.
He's rocking.
He's rocking hard.
I didn't have to look behind me.
I just realized the camera's here too, so yeah, Kirby Ray just went by. That's
I knew it
there.
Without looking, she did this.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But yeah, apparently from my understanding is that it's very strict and very...
Well, and they don't announce what the suspension was for.
Yeah. Right.
And they also, like, the terms of that, their policy aren't public.
They're not
so,
clear, yeah.
I know, like, Evan Bourne and Paul London, and I think R-Truth, maybe. I could be wrong about that.
Yeah, I think you're right.
It wasn't pot. It was for spice, which was a synthetic pot.
Yeah, it was
which is way more dangerous.
I started to say, you need to be suspended for that, because you're pretty much trying to kill yourself at that
point. Yeah, so, I mean, like, and I mean,
I've never heard of it.
I think they had it to where it's real bad.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
Whereas pot is like a plant.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Yeah, right. Whereas pot is like a plant. That this is like purely synthetic.
Yeah.
And it's way worse for you.
It's a bad plan.
Really dangerous. But I think they even stopped suspending for pot.
Yeah.
It's just fines.
Yeah.
Because like Kendrick and London and Kendrick were like, we'll pay the fines all day as long as we don't have to take super dangerous and addictive pain meds to get out of bed in the morning.
Which is exactly something that'll happen over time.
So also I read on Reddit the other day, there was a fun story of this this woman who used to be a exotic dancer ended up...
I'm already entertained.
I don't know all the details, but like...
It's not difficult.
She either she went to the same high school that Hornswoggle had gone to or like he was from her same town or something.
Right.
But like he's banned from that club because he went to the back and she ended up having to call security on him.
What the hell, man?
I wish I could remember any of the details, but if it wasn't for the fact that Hornswoggle came up today, I would not have thought about the story again.
Do you think he was probably taking human growth hormone?
I think he was showing her the Muppet tattoos. I think he was showing her his Muppet tattoos.
Come on, Ace, he was probably only taking a little bit of it. Just a little.
Just a little?
Just a little bit.
I think he was showing her his Muppet tattoo.
I'm sure I can get away with this. All right, anyway, the only other note that I have here, and this is, what a mess this is. We're back to PW Insider. The internal schedule for Destination America
set.
I'm
already out.
Just me and you, buddy. This is it. Impact.
He's turned off the camera.
He's literally done. Don't turn off the camera.
No, this video is getting ready to stop.
Okay. Impact set to air on Destination America through October 21st. They are guaranteed through then airing past the initial 39 episodes that they agreed to. Now, Dixie previously said that they're going to be done no later than February of next year. So has Destination America. However, on TV, Dixie said they're good through the end of the year, which is not October 21st.
No.
Unless the Chinese calendar switches at a time I didn't know, and I'm real confused here.
You think she knows what the Chinese calendar is?
I'm not sure she knows what a regular calendar is.
That bitch don't know wrestling is.
No.
In the year and October 21st, two different things. Now, TNA's Twitter account today says that Dixie is going to make a quote-unquote major announcement on Monday. It'll be at 11 a.m. Central. And the rumor has it that now Spike TV might be back in the mix. But Spike TV says, no, we're not. We've been talking with NWA, but we're not prepared to talk about how those talks are going.
Which, NWA...
Such a mess.
TNA started an NWA show.
Exactly. So it all comes back kind of full circle, I guess.
So what you're saying is there's going to be an announcement that GFW is getting a time slot on Destination
America.
They'd
be better off, man.
Oh, I would much rather see GFW than this, because I just found out that this week that Chael Sonnen is already the announcer, commentator, yeah. And JR and him might be working together. And I'm a huge Chael Sonnen.
This is another little bummer thing. Chael Sonnen was supposed to have his own talk segment on GFW, and
said it last time.
Piper was supposed to be the first
be
guest,
part of it.
And he had agreed to do it, but then it was the next day that he passed away.
Yeah, Zach, how the hell can you mention Chael Sonnen and JR in the same sentence and go, man, I'm such a fan of Chael Sonnen as an announcer? Really?
To be fair, he had to work with...
Answer me! No.
I said pause. I was saying pause.
Hand goes up, your mouth comes
I wanted you to pause because I wanted you to get all your frustration out of me on tape.
It's all right. It's okay.
But I'm a huge... why do you not show Sonnen?
No, what he's saying is you're not giving props to JR,
right,
who is arguably the greatest announcer
that's ever. What I'm saying is that I'm a huge fan of Chael Sonnen, and I would like to see him in GFW.
Yeah.
He's been in two independent wrestling matches in the past month.
He's done.
Yeah, he left. He left USC at the time where he was the highest paid fighter, but now that's long gone.
Yeah,
because
that's been a while.
But he's doing a podcast now, and he's saying he's a huge wrestling fan. He always has been.
Yeah,
he's been in two matches, and he's like, it's tough, and he's like, I respect what everybody does. So he's been in a couple wrestling matches, and GFW approached him, and he had Jeff Jarrett on his podcast this week, and how he's going to be working with him, and he's a huge fan of JR.
Yeah,
and so he's very excited to work with one of the greatest announcers of all time. He will
see who wouldn't be.
Maybe that's what. Maybe he thought he only had to say that he was a fan of Chael Sonnen because it's a given. Just being a fan of JR's.
Oh. We all know everybody's.
So
a fan of JR.
I would much rather see GFW take TNA spot in Destination America.
At this point, man,
I mean, but there's literally no difference now. It's
right,
because GFW's on TNA's show during doing that invasion.
Because GFW still, Jeff Jarrett still owns some of the company.
He owns something there,
because I thought he was completely sold out. Chael Sonnen said, he's like, I talk to Dixie almost every day. I still have some part in the company, but I am literally.
Right.
I'm just. Part owner, really.
I mean, Destination America already has. Granted, we've talked about this too. They've got their reruns, I guess, of ROH. They're already good to go on that front.
They don't air it till Wednesday, and it already airs. It airs first on Saturday.
He's so mad about this.
Yes, because I air it Saturday at 12 and 9, and then I air it Sunday at 12. Why would I wait three more days where it's not airing? Just to rewatch it on Wednesday if I'm already fucking saw it on Saturday.
Maybe because I'm out Saturday night at 9 o'clock.
You have a DVR. I know you have a DVR.
No, I don't. I legitimately do not. I don't have cable.
I don't have cable.
Well, people who do have cable have a DVR, and that's the only reason you can get Destination X is if you have cable, and they know they have a DVR.
Yeah. Welp, we're going to come in a little short, not short here. By the time we get done, it'll be right.
Is that another
60,
hornswoggle joke? You tasteless motherfucker.
I'm pretty sure it's a joke at me.
We're coming in a little short.
Well, okay, Zach had an argument for why he's not the motherfucker of the week, yeah. Which I would love to hear.
Oh. Because.
Oh, that's right. You had somebody who is.
Well, I could say.
See, I feel like this is how we should do this. We should end the
show.
Well,
actually,
I
really don't want
to
end this. Well, no.
You don't want to end it
well,
on
because
down.
Because one could be the person that is not here.
It's absolutely not.
No, it's
for
not.
Sure.
No,
there's,
it's not.
Or it could be
you've
the,
been voted out.
You've
that
been
one.
Way out.
Or it could be the shooting that just happened.
What?
In Oregon, at a community college, a guy just went in there and 10 people were killed and 20
what
are
the
injured.
Fuck,
that's
man.
That's not
I'm
related
sure
to wrestling.
No.
So I'm
no.
sure. Well, that's a motherfucker of the week, I
all
think.
All right, I'll tell you what. You want to really. I got it. I got it this time. It's not even a person. The motherfucker of the week related to wrestling is the poisonous mushroom in the dog in the rock yard
yes.
that killed his dog.
Fuck that mushroom.
Wait, what?
Oh, dude. Don't. Here's the thing. I'm going to tell you everything you know about the story, mm-hmm. and then don't look it up because you're going
to
see the picture.
I'll show
it and
to
by
him.
The way, you're a bastard for sharing the picture last night.
Because I love dogs.
Every time I've seen it, I tear up. Yeah, or oh, tear up. Why would you do that?
Tearing up. Did you, okay, I didn't tag you in the video because you let me tagging you in things.
That's right.
But there was a video of people from Australia.
You're learning. That's a good boy.
On BuzzFeed who watched wrestling for the first time ever.
I did see that.
I did see that,
and I
hated it.
Yeah. Because I said the point in there was going to make you cry.
No. That's not why I hated it. Like, that was fine. What I hated about it is that they showed them. So it's like, okay, here's some people that have never seen any of wrestling.
Right.
Let's show them the absolute fucking worst
yeah.
of wrestling.
I agree
yeah.
with that.
And then
yeah.
they expected them
this
to
is
be.
Wrestle crap.
And then it's like, they go from, you know, the
but
fucking
we also
Katie
don't know
Vick
what
segment
they saw,
to
sure.
fucking Connor.
Yeah.
And it's like, and so if that's what they showed them, then they're seeing someone have this kind of emotional, terrible, like, response and,
right.
like, full on happiness. To this stuff that they just said was absolute garbage and was the worst.
Exactly.
Which, to be fair, was garbage.
Sure, right.
But it was edited. We don't know what
it's
for sure they watched.
It's emotionally manipulative is
oh,
what
yeah.
it comes
and that's
down
why
to.
I didn't,
yeah.
that's why
they probably could have watched some real wrestling.
That's why I don't
the
watch
more entertaining
like
parts.
That's why I don't yeah. watch that. That's why I don't pay attention to anything.
I want to show you. Here you go.
Don't. Why would you show? Oh, man. Let me tell you the story before you see the picture, all right? He's going to do it anyway.
I know.
He did it anyway. The dog is not dead there, by the way. He's unconscious.
But read the story.
I'll tell you the story so you don't have to read it and we sit here in silence for the end of the show.
Ace is going to cry.
That's just...
So The Rock has two dogs that look like they're the same type of dog. They're like little bull pups, little terriers of some type. Brutus and Hobbs, of course, named after characters. And recently he'd saved them. You may have seen that. Saved them from his like pool. They jumped in his pool and literally one of them just sank like a stone. So he dives in, gets them out, and there's this great picture of him with one under each arm just like, what the hell? You know?
These guys.
And you see the video of him trying to walk them too.
Oh, yeah,
where
that's
he's
hilarious.
Like, he's like, I got up at 3 a.m. this morning. I went here, I'm working. And he's like, I'm busy. Brutus, we got to go. And he shows the dog, and the dog's literally just laying down.
Dead on the
and
ground.
He's dragging him. And, and the next day, the other one does the same thing.
Yeah. So, evidently, and this has been a couple of days ago now, Brutus was out, and I cannot remember, was it his yard or is his mom's yard?
I think it was his yard.
It may have been his yard. And got hold of some sort of mushroom that was growing. Rock knew nothing about it, just a random little mushroom. It was so lethal, especially to an animal that small, because these are little guys,
right.
that it destroyed his liver irrevocably almost instantly and started shutting down his nervous system. And so they took him to the vet. The vet said, we can put him on support, but we can't. He's not going to make it. There's no way that we
right.
can fix this. And so they had to take him off life support. And then I see that picture.
But
Rock
held his hand.
Yeah, as they put him down. He held his little paw as they put him down.
I cried, actually.
Dude, don't even get me started. You've seen my dog. You know, it's real. It's real love.
Yeah. Cool. Great.
So, wow.
So we can edit like the last 10 minutes of the show out. Bye.
Just completely eliminate it.
Bye. I'm
yeah.
Done.
So that mushroom is the motherfucker of the week. And I mean, The Rock even like, of course, the guy being like one of the greatest guys turns it into a PSA and just says, seriously, if you have little animals, be wary of stuff in
what's
your yard.
What's growing
mushrooms
in your yard?
Yeah. You never know. I had no idea this was a thing, and then this happened.
I didn't know mushrooms were. Because my parents' yard has mushrooms everywhere, all the time. I mean, it just
wait,
happens.
Please don't tell me you were going to say
if
you didn't know mushrooms were poisonous.
If something happened to Rowdy, I'm going to hurt. I
didn't know mushrooms.
I am holding you personally responsible for the well-being of that dog.
No, I didn't know mushrooms were that poisonous. Like, I really didn't know. My dad, like, a couple months ago, had to rush to the hospital. And, like, he didn't even know he was in the hospital until the next day. And we didn't know why. It turns out, like, he was working in his garden. And there was, like, he pulled back the mulch. And there was mushrooms. And I guess he just...
Spores.
And he didn't know it. And he just got in and really took care of...
Yeah, we had some pretty wicked ones in our backyard. And I had to... I almost mowed right over them.
That would have been bad.
It's not a good idea. So anyway...
That's why they tell you not to kick mushrooms when you're younger.
Yeah, don't do it. It's a bad idea. Unless they're red with little yellow dots, and then they'll make you grow big. No, no.
Unless they're really narrow, and then they turn you into a meth addict.
And then you become meth.
Those are the best ones.
Oh, no, they're not.
That's the only reason Steven beat my Mario level.
Because
he happened to get a narrow one, and he was able to make it.
Oh, boy. All right, we're just over an hour. I guess we should wrap this thing up. Thanks, guys. It's good.
Coach is out.
It's a good time, Coach.
Coach is out.
I didn't mean that as a question, by the way. It was a good time. I hope you guys enjoyed. Hope everyone else enjoyed. I say it like that because I don't know how to do this, man.
Right.
Shannon thinks that I'm really good at this shit, but I'm not because I've never had to do this.
I do know. Well, I don't know. We're planned to do the first episode of Terrifying Tanner Thursday tonight.
Because it is October 1st.
October 1st. So, I'm
you
not
just
a,
ruined it.
I don't know what. How is it ruined it? They've been
they
talking
knew.
About Terrifying Tanner Thursday.
It's okay.
Also, it this be comes tonight, out. It'd be tomorrow.
You
it'd be yesterday.
Also, the podcast.
But it would be yesterday.
Yeah. Also, this comes out. Yeah, this comes out the day after.
Yeah.
So, like, we just posted the first episode of Terrifying Tanner Thursday.
Yes.
By now,
I'm gonna kick you, and it'll be on camera.
And I do listen to the podcast. Yeah, just because he's on camera doesn't mean I'm gonna post it. I'm the one who edits this thing.
Well, this has officially gone off the rails.
Well, so Terrifying Tanner Thursday tonight, assuming Shannon's able to make it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I know.
I assume there's a Sunday show, probably. Probably a Sunday random of some type.
I think that one, actually, I think they were planning on doing the sequel to Retail Hail. Retail Hail.
There is no way to say that without sounding like a redneck.
Yeah.
Retail Hail.
Because I think they were not unhappy, but it wasn't as angry. The GameStop
show. That was the
problem.
They were too happy.
Yeah, they were. I think they were ecstatic that John Massey's freedom.
That's right.
So I think their guy. Yeah, I think that was the plan. Was to do if it's not this Sunday, it's going to be an upcoming one.
Right, right.
Again, I don't want to speak for Shannon and his network, but that, those were the tentative plans as far as I know.
Yeah, and assuming I mean, obviously we got the Madison Square Garden show on Saturday. I don't know if anybody's going to be around to watch it.
I have to work.
My father-in-law's birthday is this weekend, so I'll watch it after the fact. We'll try to talk about it more next week. Next week, I guess we'll be getting ready for a takeover. Find out if there's any more matches.
I thought takeover was on a Wednesday. Like, I thought it was.
No, I think it's on a weekend.
Weekend? I mean, it's cool
with me. I think it's like they did Brooklyn. I think it's on Saturday, too.
Gotcha.
I know it is, actually. Saturday the 10th. It was in my prep.
Cool.
So, anyway, that's happening then. Cool, cool. All right. I'm going to get out of here for Zach, for Asa. This is Double H. For the coach and the five-star man.
Coach and the five-star man.
I'll work
man.
This in here somewhere.
I thought I was going to have to coach you for a second on how to do this.
I know how to get out of here. Thank you, guys, and we will see you next week. We're out.